Again, Chairman, thanks very much indeed for inviting me here. It's the first time I've been over in Kentucky. It's the first time I've been to Alltech. I've been to your offices over the weekend. Very, very impressive facilities, and it's an honour to be invited here. Actually, both yourself and David Bryan have actually stolen my thunder up to a point with regard to definition, because the definition that I was going to use was also the one from the United Nations. So I briefly yesterday afternoon in my room, rather than be accused of just copying the honour winner, wrote down a few words which I think probably capture my view with regard to this particular issue. I'm then going to just turn to another comment, which is a coincidence of a comment that David made yesterday morning. And I would go along the lines of a sustainable agricultural system is one which maximises production by increases in yield whilst minimising the environment impact and does not compromise animal welfare. Farmers, I agree, are the custodians of the land and are the group capable of managing the countryside on the scale required. If realistic technological innovation can be embraced, then agriculture can deliver a range of environmental and economic benefits. It was interesting, Chairman, yesterday that David mentioned a particular a minister in Europe. He, being the ultimate politician, chose not to name that minister, and it was with regard to the mad cow disease and people eating beef. That same minister I know very well. He's a minister, or was a minister, in UK government. His name is John Gummer, and he was a minister during the 1990s. And he has in fact written a very, very simple strap line as far as sustainability is concerned, and it's very simply summed up in: don't cheat on your children.